4. I don't believe it, said Alec, narrowly missing the rear of an omnibus as he swung the Austin 7 around Marble Arch. Beside him, massive in maroon and bottle green checks, Tom Tring chuckled. The little car shook.
Don't want to believe, more like, Chief.
I expect Mrs. Fletcher will know who did it by the time we get there,
put in Detective Constable Ernie Piper from the back seat.
All we'll have to do is pick him up. Though I can't say I blame anyone that does in a dentist. Do you, Sarge? Self-defence, I'd call it.
That's why they have those chest straps on the chairs, laddie,
Tom rumbled.
So the patients don't throttle the dentist.
Do we know how it was done, Chief?
All Superintendent Crane could bring himself to tell me was that Daisy found her dentist dead and told the local man, a D.S. McKinnon, that it's murder. I dare say we'll find it was a heart attack. Admittedly, Talmadge was rather young to drop dead unexpectedly of natural causes, but it does happen.
Just my age, he thought.
If Mrs. Fletcher thinks it's murder, Chief, said Piper,
whose faith in Daisy was unbounded,
then you can bet your boots that's what it is.
Knew him, did you, Chief?
I met him now and then socially, and consulted him several times in his professional capacity.
I reckon that makes you our first suspect, Chief, said Piper.
You watch your cheek, my lad,
Tom reproved him.
You're getting too big for your boots.
Fortunately, Alec said dryly, I spent the morning and half the afternoon in the East End rounding up the last of the Newbolt gang with several unimpeachable witnesses. Including both of you. Here we are.
The ambulance was in the drive, so he left the Austin in the street. The local beat constable stood by the gate, surrounded by three uniformed nursemaids with perambulators. Getting out of the car, Alec heard PC Atkinson say benevolently,
No, nothing to see.
Now, you...